Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doug Whaley made some waves yesterday. He'd mentioned, and I firmly disagree, and I think that, you know, it's great to have disagreement on sports talk radio, but he said if he was the agent for Mike Tomlin, looking at it from that standpoint, he would look right now as a jumping off point for Mike Tomlin. And I think I'm getting this right in how I'm characterizing it. As both the LSU and the USC jobs are open, and this would be a chance. You get more money, you get more prestige in some regards.
More control, maybe.
More control, all of that. It makes zero sense for me. It's a good talking point, and people around the country took notice. They sure did.
I think Doug laid out a lot of really good points. I still don't think Mike Tomlin would move in the direction of that opportunity, but I think he laid out a lot of great reasons why it doesn't. It's not as stupid as people immediately dismiss it out of hand as.
Well, I took it as, you know, I laid out one that I think trumps everything, and that's he's got the best job in football right now, not necessarily that the Steelers win, not necessarily that they're winning playoff games, not necessarily that they could win a Super Bowl, not necessarily they have great talent. He has the best job in football right now because he has more security than seemingly anyone else.
Yeah, he does have more job security than anybody else.
That, to me, is why he would never even think about it. Nonetheless, it did twist into focus something for me. It's not going to last forever with Mike Tomlin. It isn't. It's not going to last forever. What is the end going to look like? And there are some possible scenarios here. There is, all right, so Mike Tomlin, it's a mutual parting of the ways, and he's out, and he sits out a couple years, and he might do TV forever, or he might go coach somewhere else a couple years down the road. There's that. There is the he leaves and he coaches right away, like Whaley was saying. I'm leaving and I'm taking this job. There is the Mike Tomlin coaches the Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it's for 2 more years, whether it's for 20 more years, and then says, I'm done, and never coaches a football game again. It seems like those are three decent tracks that could be taken.
Yeah, and the last one, I think, is the one that I envision. And to be honest, really, since his second year in the league, this is the way I've envisioned it playing it out. Once he got himself a Super Bowl ring, that he'll be on the job as long as he wants to be on the job. And the Rooneys will want to maintain the same sort of consistency they've maintained going all the way back to Chuck Knoll and all that. And, you know, three head coaches in half a century, all that. And I think he'll coach out. I do think he'll coach into his early 60s. And I think, that, again, this is just my opinion, that he'll be here another dozen to 15 years. At that point, he'll be in his early 60s. He'll maybe have another ring to show for it. You would hope, certainly, as Steeler fans, that he would have at least one more to show for it. And he would have gone through a whole cycle with a whole other franchise quarterback, perhaps, or maybe will have gone through that long desert of looking for the franchise quarterback. And I think at that point, when he's decided he's had enough, he'll just hang it up and walk away.
I don't think that Mike Tomlin will ever be the head coach for another entity other than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think, even if it goes south and it goes sour here, and he has a 3-win season, then a 5-win season, and they go, listen, we don't ever do this, but you got to go. And then another job comes open somewhere else. I don't think he'll be a head coach somewhere else. I think he'll pack it in. He'll be done with it. He'll be finished. Or if he goes out with a Super Bowl in 5 years from now, whatever it may be, that he'll just be finished. I just don't envision him being a head coach somewhere else.
See, the only way I would see it happening is it would have to be he walks away, right? Like he decides in the next, I don't know, 5 years or five and a half dozen years to walk away for whatever reason. You know, because again, unless he goes 0-16 3 years in a row, 0-17, 0-18, whatever, I don't see the Steelers pushing him out the door. If he decided to walk away, maybe in 4 years when his daughter graduates high school and he said, you know what, I think I'm good. I'd like to relax with my wife and we're going to go sip Mai Tais on a beach somewhere for a while. I do think the itch would get to him after a little while.
Be a buyer for her clothing line. I'm going to do that.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to help broker it into stores.
Obviously, I'd prefer to have a scarf.
Right. Right.
But we will deal with a light shawl if that's
all
we've got available.
So do you think he would coach anywhere else?
I think he would get the itch to do something, and he would get back into coaching or some role later, like down the line. But it would be, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't be head coach. He would need to scratch that itch.
Well, here's the itch for me.
Dealing with players, I think, on an everyday basis. He loves to coach.
Here's the itch for me, and I think he loves being around it. If he is as loquacious as we say that he is, mm-hmm. in his incredible turning of phrase, wouldn't there be seemingly, and I'm exaggerating some, but billions in it for him TV-wise?
Yes, but I don't know how much he craves that. It's why when Doug brought up USC and LA yesterday, like that doesn't, I don't think Mike Tomlin looks at LA and goes, ooh, I don't think he gets stars in his eyes about being on television. I just don't. Now, if somebody threw enough money at him, would he do it? I think he might.
I never thought Bill Cowher would take to television.
You know,
either.
That's a good point. I didn't think Cowher would be that guy either, but he's completely, Bill Cowher is like he's like a different, I don't want to say a different person because I don't mean it in a negative light, like he's changed as a person, but I mean, he's not the same dude you saw marching up and down the sidelines.
Yeah. If you saw Bill Cowher on television and do the television show and you knew nothing of his coaching career, then you saw the way he coached, you'd think it was two different people.
Yes. The only thing that would be distinguishable would be the mustache and the chin.
Matt, your thought here. You're itching. I see you jumping around back there. What do you think he coaches anywhere else and is not named the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, I really don't. I think it's more of what Chris said earlier, where he coaches for another 10, 15 years and then retires and that's it.
Man, there's a lot of people in town. Love hearing that this morning.
I mean, based on the Steelers' history, that's what it points to.
They could do worse. They could do better, maybe. They don't know. But in all of this, and look, I'm not impressed by winning seasons. Get me playoffs.
Yeah,
this whole winning season graphic is, you could throw it out the window.
It's meaningless, ultimately. It really is.
But I'm not impressed by this whole, who are you going to find that's better? You didn't know who Mike Tomlin was when you hired him. But careful what you wish for. You could do better.
It's why the Rudys believe in consistency.
Right.
It's not just blind loyalty they believe.
Like, I go up and down and get furious, and I throw stuff at the television, and I think there are times, especially with game management, that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I also think, like, you know what? It could go south real bad if you had the opportunity to hire, and you hired the wrong guy.
You could end up with kneecap biter.
Right.
Up in Detroit.
Right.
I mean, is that really? I mean, do we want to? You know how we
Russ
wandered.
Grimm, who may have sucked as a head coach.
You know how we wandered through the wilderness for the better part of 20 years looking for a franchise quarterback. You could wander through the wilderness for the better part of 20 years looking for a head coach that you trust. Like, don't look the gift horse in the mouth. The gift horse being that consistency that we criticize the Rooneys for being so stuck in their ways sometimes, and the organization as a whole being stuck in their ways sometimes. But that consistency, that does count for something when you found someone that you believe in and that you have that sort of symbiotic relationship with that, hey, if he's doing well, we're doing well, vice versa. We believe in this guy as a human and as a coach and as a quote-unquote CEO of our organization.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.